Hi, it's so wonderful to have you back with us. We are Deliverance. We are the family of Deliverance. And we're just talking. We're just having a wonderful conversation about back then when Pastor Skinner was alive and how we caught, that's a good term, how we caught the ministry, what he taught us. I'd like to ask the panel that's here with me, and it is a panel of wonderful people, my Deliverance family members. Bishop Carl Dixon, I would like for you to share with us how you are now, today, implementing what you caught from Pastor Skinner.
I've learned from a young child being in Deliverance how to serve. And one of the things in the process of serving and looking at Apostle Skinner, looking at my seniors above me working, they worked in a ministry. And by looking at them and also emulating what they were doing, I said, you know what? I like this. I want to be this. But I never saw my calling yet. But I continued to serve and I continued to serve. But God had a plan.
Yes.
God had a plan. Bishop Vanessa said something earlier about the setup. God set me up. I had no idea that we was going to come to this. I was going to come to this point in my life. But God had a plan. And God was working.
Yes. Hey, Pastor Marcus, do you feel as if though you were set up as well?
Oh, I know I was set up. Because there's no way in the world that wanted to become an opera singer, and I was just about music. That was my life. That's what I wanted to do, music. And God blessed me to go to one of the greatest schools in the world, Juilliard School of Music, to learn voice. So my whole mindset was there.
Yes.
So coming into Deliverance, because when I came to Deliverance, my sister told me there was 500 girls in the choir. Now,
stay right there. No, we don't want you to go any further. I think I have an answer to the question I wanted to ask all of you. Why do you think so many young folk gravitated? Why do you think there were so many young folk at Deliverance? I want Carl to answer that first.
Young folks were drawn there because we felt a part of Deliverance. We didn't feel like we was on the outside, but we felt a part. We had responsibilities. I was in the Deliverance band, the DEC band.
Wow. So before you talk about that band, so you're saying that we were given responsibilities. We were engaged.
We were just on the outside, on the outskirts, you know, that little boy. No, we were engaged.
We were part of.
Mm-hmm. So Pastor Skinner didn't give us a time, say, oh, well, you got to wait so many months before you. No. But we learned as we were involved.
Yes.
On the job.
On the job training.
That's
training.
Yeah. That's
from the junior choir to the senior choir to the usher board to wherever. Ever God had me to work and serve.
Yes.
And it was always work, always ministry.
But what happened in the process is he began to see the gifts that were lying in us. And he helped to bring them out.
Yes.
And I admired the fact that when it came to education, he encouraged education amongst the young people.
Yes, he did.
If you came from a family and knew that there was no idea of you going to school, you're going to college. I'm talking about hundreds of young people that came through.
Oh, yeah.
Families that he helped to support. Apostle Skinner was single, but he was a dad to many.
He was a
father, a protector, a supporter. When he traveled, he remembered his young people. He would bring back things to be an encouragement to us, you know.
Yes,
but then he also thought about the fact that you've got a future. What are you going to do with
it?
Yes.
And
absolutely.
So he helped to prepare us by encouraging us to continue.
You know, I wanted to be a full-time evangelist. I wanted to go out and to serve the communities and all. And I was in college at the time. Pastor Skinner said, daughter, you are not leaving college. You will graduate from college.
Wow.
Of course, I was obedient, and I am so, so happy that I did.
Yes.
So now talk about that music part, the band and all that you were a part of.
The band was more than just music. It was more than just come and hit the tone and all that. It was a discipline.
Yes, if
you were late, you were penalized. You had to be on time, and you had to be there. There were times when we were practicing in Deliverance in the temple area, and Pastor Kenneth would walk in. When he walked in, we were like, all our hairs flew up, like, wow. But we knew we had to be on target.
Yes, yes.
And we had to be there.
What about the orchestra?
Sister Hicks. The orchestra, fantastic. Because, listen, my first instrument, my instrument was the trumpet. And I didn't know how to play much, but she says, just sit over here next to somebody else, and they'll show you what to do. It's like, wow, okay. And I felt comfortable because guess what? I began to learn. I began to read the music. And it was a great way to just educate, but discipline, and also be responsible. It wasn't just you going to have fun, but you're being responsible. And it was great.
He gave us, as you all said before, opportunities. Mm-hmm. I remember you, Vanessa, your sisters and you.
Yeah.
I believe there was an album cover.
Mm. Yep.
Yes,
there was a group, right?
Yes, the Horton
the
Sisters.
Horton Sisters.
It started as a support to my mom, who was with the missionary board. And they were coming up on a convention services, and she asked us to sing. From there, we never knew, we never thought that we'd become recording artists, you know, under the Deliverance label, you know. And he did it, and he supported us in the effort. He blessed our lives, and for that, we're grateful.
So grateful. You know, I'm talking to three individuals here who were the recipients of the teaching, the blessings of Apostle Arturo Skinner. And I know, looking, you are watching us, and there are many of you who had the same experiences. Here we have Marcus, who went to Juilliard School of Music, and then those gifts and those talents were exercised right there at Deliverance. There's so much that I know we could talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Arturo Skinner. His testimony, we've heard how he, before being Reverend Arturo Skinner, he was out there in the world of entertainment.
Yes.
He was involved with drugs, alcohol, but he heard the voice of God calling his name.
Mm.
You've heard the story.
When I met the Master.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
He's a man of excellence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
On his way to commit suicide.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he heard the voice of the Lord calling.
Yes.
The story says he was about to jump in front of a train.
That's right.
And as you said, heard the voice of the Lord calling his name.
Yes. And that's a story that I heard. A testimony, not a story, but a testimony that I heard in my youth
that affected
my life.
That was so fascinating.
When we come to a place of despondency, disappointment, despair, all of that, if you listen for the voice of God,
he
can draw you. And then he can make something great of you
in
the process. You know?
God for you mentioned it before, excellence.
Yeah.
I saw it in what you would do there, not just in the band, not just in the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even today, Bishop Everett
made
use of your talents of administration.
Yes. Yes.
And talk about that for a bit.
Well, let me just also add to what Bishop Vanessa said. Somebody out there, you may feel that there's no use for you.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle Skinner came to this point in his life, he felt like there was no use for him. But as a result of him answering the Master's call, guess what happened? All of us and more and thousands more were impacted by him. I was impacted by Apostle Skinner through Bishop Everett, as an extension of Bishop Everett.
Yes.
Bishop Everett saw something in me that I didn't see, Bishop Vanessa. I didn't see it myself. But he saw something in me. He says, Colin, use your gifts, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do this. And I said, I am. And I did it out of faith, but I also did it out of obedience in serving the Lord. Mm-hmm. And out of doing that, God says, what am I going to do? I'm going to elevate you. And God will elevate you. I don't care who you are, what your situation in life is. What good can come out of Newark, New Jersey? There was good that came out of Newark, New Jersey. I don't care where you're at in life. You're depressed, you feel like giving up. God can use you if you just let him.
Amen.
Thank you for saying that, because one of the questions that I asked of you all is, how do we continue the vision of taking the land? You expressed it right there.
Right there, yeah.
We who remain and are still our leaders, I talked with Overseer Elois Bellamy, who is still there in New Brunswick, still pastoring and still leading the people. That is how we are still taking the land. Yes. Hey, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. and how do we continue taking the land? One soul
at a time. Absolutely.
At a time. Hey, at the end of services, Pastor Skinner would call for the altar call. Mm. And hundreds of folk would come to the altar there in Newark and Brooklyn. But share with those that are watching the services that were held in other locations as well. Those who came to the altar in places such as the Audubon Ballroom. Mm-hmm. I think that was where it was every Monday night.
Every Monday night.
Yeah, yeah. And what was that saying that
everybody knows where everybody goes on Monday night to the Audubon.
The Audubon. Yes. What do you say, my children? The Audubon.
Yes. And in Newark there on Broad Street, it was the
Symphony Hall.
You got it. Yeah. And how about the time, the great time that we were at the, not the Felt Forum, because we were there many times as well, but the main arena. Mm.
Madison Square Garden.
That was the year of 1972. Mm. I'll never forget it because that was the year that I graduated. I graduated college during 1972, and it was such an honor to be there. And you know, God has blessed me. I need to testify.
Well,
God has blessed
ahead.
Me. I was one of those individuals, young person. I went to college locally, so I was still in church all the time. I was one of those individuals who worked with the team in pulling Madison Square Garden's services together. And so I learned by doing, by helping to serve, as you mentioned before. And as a result of that learning, God has blessed my life to serve and to work with governors and people of great influence in this country. I believe, I know, it is because I said yes to the Lord and gave the Lord the gifts and the talents that God has given to me all for the work of Christ and to serve others.
Yes.
Hey, talk about yourselves personally. What was it? Is there a word that you received from the man of God, from Apostle Arturo Skinner, that still resonates with you today? A word, maybe it was an encouraging word, perhaps a word of prophecy, a word of discipline. What was it?
I remember, you have to understand also that I was a younger age than my counterparts here.
Yes.
So I saw little things differently, and I experienced little things differently. But what I heard all the time that resonates was the burden for souls. And when I saw Apostle Skinner pulling drug addicts, I never forget, 505, it was a dope addict, as we call them, dope addicts back in the day.
Yes, we did.
Came down to the altar. He laid hands on them. He didn't send them to 10 steps, 7 steps, whatever steps outside. He said, take them in the upper room, brother so-and-so. Said, so-and-so, you work with them.
Hallelujah.
And they work with that person. They work. They didn't go to rehab. They didn't go to...
What did work with them mean?
Praying with them.
Yes.
Tarrying with them. Mm-hmm. Ministering to them. Also, not just up in the upper room in prayer, but also where you're living, where you're working, what are you doing outside of this? Mm-hmm. And so somebody stayed with them. And they didn't just say, okay, God bless you, we'll see you next week. Mm-hmm. They stayed with
them. Follow through.
That impacted me.
Yeah.
And because of that social part of that, that impacted me. And that's one of my visions later on, to do something similar to that, connected with the church, because we have to go after the people that are lost, people that are hurting, and people that need help. And that's our responsibility, our mission.
Responsibility, yes. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. I think about what Bishop just said, and I think about the fact that oftentimes we identify, we talk about the sin, we talk about the shortcomings in people's lives, but we never really, we preach the gospel, mm-hmm. but we don't live it when we get there and put mm-hmm. our hands mm-hmm. on interaction and engagement with people that need help. It's one thing to say, you look bad, but how are you going to help me change how I look? Mm-hmm. Your house needs to be clean. Mm. I had someone approach me recently about missionary work, and their idea of missionary work was just to go in and pray with an individual. No, sometimes it takes a little more, and Apostle Skinner helped us to learn how to put our hands on and be involved. When he would go to Philadelphia, to the Philadelphia Arena for his revival services, he would send a team into the community. And the forerunners would go. We went for 2 weeks and stayed. He put us up in hotels to stay there and go to the streets and minister and share a word of God. My husband, my late husband, would share the story of us being on the streets witnessing and how he ended up sitting down with a drunk. And the drunk, he told him about the love of God, and the drunk said, "You want to share my," and he had a soda at the time, and he challenged him with, "Well, we can't do it now because of COVID and other sicknesses." Yes. But then we sat down with them, and we took, it became a part of us to minister to somebody. It's not about the thousands; it's about the love of God that we share.
Yes,
it's it's about reaching souls, souls, and this makes a difference, and that's what we learned from being in this ministry. This was a man that didn't just touch us here, he touched us here.
And it was ministry outside of the church.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing up those memories. I recall another one of our family members, Sister Lucille Oliver.
Yes.
Pastor Skinner sent she and I all the way down to Dublin, Georgia. Mm-hmm. One of the pastors of Deliverance was very ill, and we were there as she transitioned to glory. Mm-hmm. And what a great experience that was, as you mentioned, really getting down involved with the person that had the need. This was the type of ministry that we experienced at Deliverance. Now, previously, we were talking with Pastor Marcus, and I said that we would come back to his working with our sister Alexandra, who was over the choir. What a great experience we had. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, one of the main things Apostle Skinner expressed to me, he said, "Marcus, my son," he would say, "my son, be yourself."
Oh, wow.
He be you.
I like that. Yeah.
He said, just be you. And I also remember a sermon he preached also, be the best you could be. You know, and that really, because when I came in, I can't say it enough, I came in with a whole different mindset. But he was thinking of ministry and how, at the time I didn't realize it, but he was thinking of ministry and how I could be used in the ministry. Mm. So he was actually preparing me through Mother Alexander, the music. He knew about the sacred music and the other types of music.
He was an entertainer.
He wasn't. There you go. Yes. He was an entertainer. He would tell me about that. He said, "I don't want you to go out. I just want you to sing your best. Sing you." And I would sing some of the classical songs. Even when I first met him, amen, I was at a dinner, a banquet with him, and he told me that's one of the first times I sang, and I sang The Sound of Music. The hills are alive in the sound of music.
Marcus, I tell you, we could talk all day about some of the things that happened there and the stories that we have to tell. We're going to continue this. We will. I just want to share this with you that one of our brothers, Pastor James Blocker, has written a book
about
book. Pastor Arturo Skinner. And we just want you to know that that is one of the items that you can purchase. Getting in touch with us afterwards will provide you the information how you can obtain that. But there is so much that we have to say about our wonderful experience being members there at Deliverance and under the leadership, the pastoralship of our father in the gospel,
yes,
Apostle Arturo.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for being here with us today. God bless you.